Nolte, Caitlyn Jenner regrets accepting Woman Award, wants access to women's bathroom. By John Nolte on April 15, 2026. Caitlyn Jenner says he now regrets accepting Glamour magazine's Woman of the Year award. He still, however, wants biological men to have access to women's bathrooms. Here I am fighting the battle to keep biological men out of women's sports because it's not right. And I want to protect women, Jenner admitted to Tomi Lahren on Tuesday. I started thinking what a hypocrite I am, trying to keep biological men out of women's sports. But I'm a biological man, and they gave me Glamour's Woman of the Year award. Jenner added he doesn't regret transitioning to a woman but that he understands his cis-male chromosomes are fixed. Nevertheless, he still believes that biologically, I'm female, which is ridiculous. I'm still cis. Biologically, I'm female. Everything's fixed, Jenner explained. But genetically, I'm still cis. There's nothing I can do about that. And I'm fine with it. I'm just glad that I can wake up in the morning and just be myself. So I have no regrets about what I did. He went on to say that he also regrets how the left grabbed hold of the social cause he began with his 2015 transition announcement. When I came out in 2015, I brought this issue forward, but I had nothing but good in my heart. I thought this is a very marginalized group of people, he said, adding that he's been dealing with this issue since I was a little kid, and maybe I can make a difference. But unfortunately, the left kind of took my issue. While you can't blame Jenner, there is no question that his 2015 transition from Olympic gold medal winner Bruce to Caitlyn unleashed countless horrors upon our society. Especially on children who have been preyed on by leftists eager to socially and financially profit from permanently sterilizing and mutilating them in the name of gender-affirming care. One area where Jenner's voice is welcome is in his opposition to allowing biological men to participate in women's and girls' sports. Obviously, this is grossly unfair, and everyone knows it. These men are nothing less than cheaters and bullies. Jenner, however, added that the recent backlash against the left's trans push has taken things too far to the right. I see a lot of push to keep men out of women's bathrooms, he said. Honestly, I haven't been in a men's room in 11 years. And to be honest with you, I've never had an issue. Of course, he's never had an issue. The issues do not come from the non-trans people, from the normal people. The issues arise from the creeps who take advantage of this lunatic social contagion. I've no doubt Jenner behaves himself in the ladies' room, but that's not the point. Women need their own spaces, and to have a biological man in there makes them understandably uncomfortable and vulnerable. He added he doesn't see any evidence of any trans people going in and causing any problems in a ladies' room. He should look a little harder. For my safety, he says, using the men's room is not a good idea. Yeah. Well, the least of anyone's concern is the safety of a big, burly guy in a dress. If Jenner wants to live his life as a woman, that's none of my business. You want to damn your soul, that's your choice. Live and let live, consenting adults, and all that. I'll pray for you, but that's it. But once you invade women's private spaces, that's the opposite of live and let live. If you're a man who chooses to live as a woman, that's gonna come with some difficulties, just like it is for a man who decides to live life wearing a birdcage over his head. That's your problem to deal with, and to ask to be accommodated at the expense of others' safety and peace of mind is naked narcissism. You made the choice, so it's up to you to live with the discomfort, not the rest of us.